For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Washington County 911 Supervisor Kara Sorrells. This new system that you guys have set up, it involves sending texts to emergency responders here in the county.
Yes, that's right. It's actually called the I Am Responding program. It's an interface that we recently installed thanks to a casino mini grant that allows our computer-aided dispatch system to actually, when we create a call, like a fire call, and we add, say, the Washington Fire Department onto it, it'll generate a text message to all the fire department's phones. So their cell phones, in addition to the page, they will get a text message that tells them who's been paged out, what the address is, and then what the type of call is.
So this is primarily for our area firefighters, then?
Firefighters, and also EMS can use it as well. But right now, we've actually added several fire departments. We're trying to get everybody on countywide. So far, the people that are on, it's working very well. It's a good redundancy. So, you know, in addition to the page, if they didn't hear that page, they can look at their phone and they can see exactly what they need to see.
Is this a relatively new technology?
No, it's been around, and we have actually looked at it for a couple of years, and part of our problem with not being able to implement it right away is we didn't have the up-to-date CAD system that we needed, which we put that in November of 13. So then we were able to do it, and then we still needed about $2,500 for the interface with this program, and we applied for a mini-grant last fall, and we got one from the casino, so now we're actually getting it on board.
The CAD program, is that just some of your dispatch equipment?
Yeah, CAD stands for computer-aided dispatch. So what they do is when they're taking a call from a citizen, you know, if it's a fire call, they say, hey, my barn's on fire. They type in barn on fire, they put in the address, and they figure out, you know, if this is in Washington's fire district, it's going to map on a map. They put the fire department in there as a unit. It automatically sends a text to all the phones for anybody on that fire roster. So they're going to get the text in addition to the page.
When you mentioned that specifically the texts weren't a new technology, is it becoming a standard across the country?
I think it is. There's a lot of people that are using this, and I think we may be some of the last people to come on board with this. I know Johnson County has been doing it for quite a while. In fact, some of the fire departments in the northern part of the county have been saying, you know, you really need to get this as a program there, and when we got this new CAD system, we were able to do that.
Having the redundancy, how did you describe it when you were seeking those funds?
I described it as a redundancy. It's going to help response time. There's a lot of times, especially with narrow banding, we were forced by a federal mandate to narrow band all their pagers and radios, that sometimes they don't get the page clearly. There's a bad problem with reception, and the text messages are a good way to get it out there in case they miss that page and they can still respond effectively.
For people who don't know, what was the goal of that?
That was a federal mandate where they took frequencies. If you think of a frequency that the radios operate on or that we transmit a frequency out on as a highway, they narrowed that highway. They don't allow us as much space. So when they narrowed that highway, we lost a lot of efficiency in our reception. Now people complain all the time that the signal is poor, they can't hear it as clearly, and that's just not here. That's statewide and nationwide.
Is there still talks about this, the fact that the reception isn't as great?
No, but there will be another mandate in 2025 to shrink that highway even more, to make it more narrow. So eventually the next step will go smaller and then digital.
So is this eventually just getting phased out and replaced by things like these texts?
It could be. It's probably the wave of the future. We still want to use the pagers because technology is not foolproof. These operate on a computer system. You know, what if the computer crashes? What if towers are down? You know, that kind of thing. We still want to do both. We're still going to use the pagers as the primary and the text messages as the backup.
Any other big advancements going on over there in the communications and emergency response sector?
Our next thing we're going to have to look at is text to 911. By December of 2015, we will probably have text to 911 here in Washington County.
Has that already started?
It has already started in some places in Iowa, and many of the 911 centers are doing the upgrades to their equipment to take texts, and that'll be the next grant, next thing I work on.
Is that something that you guys are looking forward to? Is that something that's going to help you guys out?
Well, you know, if you watch other states that have done it, there's a big fear that, oh, we're going to be overwhelmed by text messages, but that's not the case where they've implemented it correctly. I think they're going to use the philosophy, text if you can't talk, you can text, but otherwise call if you can. So I don't think we'll get as many text messages as people think we may get.
Kara, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That was my conversation with Washington County 911 Supervisor Kara Sorrells for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.